All right, city council meeting for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Philip Anthony from the Island Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Mayor, council, you know that Pastor Fred would be here had his mom not passed. He counsels in an honor to be with you. We value the city. Father, we praise you today. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your mercy, which we experience daily, Father. And today, Lord, we ask for your hand of protection, your continued protection upon this city from storms that would come against this city. Lord, we thank you for your hand to protect from those that would cause harm to the residents here, Lord. We pray that you would protect against those, Lord God. We pray for health for our residents, Lord God, that you would strengthen and quicken their bodies. Lord, I pray for health and strength for our council and for our mayor, Lord God, that you would protect them and keep them close to you, Lord. Today we pray that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them direction, Lord, as they make decisions that impact lives around them, Father. We pray that you would lead, that they would hear your voice and hear your wise counsel and follow that counsel, Lord God. You're a great God, and we praise you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Phil.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, regular council, committee of the whole, 8-6-24. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
Mayor, just wanted to give a shout out to Matt Stringer. He's been in the hospital the last few days, and he is now home. But Matt, we appreciate all you do. You're a humble servant, and get well soon to where we can all see you around again.
And he is doing much better.
Yeah.
He ought to be a new man.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Sacred Heart called and two nurses quit today.
I think they came back from walking off last week.
They may have meant to work for Matt. Anybody else? All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Is there a second?
I did. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Presentation. Proclaiming September 2024 as Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. Ms. Susan Crutchfield from the Mitchell Cancer Center. Are you here? Would you like to come up and say a few words for us?
Or? Thank you.
Sure.
And this is actually to, I'm accepting this on behalf of the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation, which is actually based in Birmingham. But we at the Mitchell Cancer Institute, based in Mobile, have been recipients of some of that funding that has happened in the last few years for gynecologic cancer. It has focused mostly on ovarian cancer because that's the cancer that there is not a testing for or a screening test out there, and we know that it takes way too many lives, too many young people especially, it seems to affect. And so I'm accepting it on behalf of the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation. But they are very appreciative. The color is teal. Just like breast cancer has been taken so far, it is 90-plus percent curable now with breast cancer. It's part of that is the awareness that everybody has gone pink, done things in pink, and that awareness has paid off on the backside of it. And everybody do the same thing with GYN cancer, as does the foundation, and just say that there are definitely women who die of these diseases, and we just want to create that awareness out there and to thank cities like Orange Beach and other places who are helping to create that awareness just in simple ways.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Like a picture? Would you like a picture? Or?
Love to have a picture. Okay. Yeah, if you were willing to do that, that'd be great.
We'll do over here on the.
Okay.
Aren't we going to put our wall back? No.
Thank you.
We've been doing that back here.
Do you mind if I get a logo put there?
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Thank you.
Maybe we should get a logo put there. I never see her. Let's do that. Glenn, remind me, let's put something on that wall for background. Maybe this, another seal, something like that. Or if anybody has suggestions, y'all throw it in.
We need something like that.
Or maybe we just get them big old giant white letters that you see at all the parties now. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe
might
not.
As well put some red carpet while we're at it.
Yeah, right.
It was a good idea until it came out of my mouth. And then I said, well, probably not. All right, moving to new business, miscellaneous approval, restaurant, retail, liquor license, Pelican Grill, Perdido Beach Boulevard, Suite 105.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds to the Zoo Foundation, sponsor the Alabama Coast Gulf Coast Zoo in the amount of $50,000 for fiscal year 2024.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Commentary, that zoo is such a gem.
Yes.
And we need to find a way to help actually
yes.
help get it funded or keep it funded.
Keep it funded. Yeah. With our support.
Thanks for being exactly. here, Joel.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see. I'm sorry.
I got a picture this weekend of my 2-year-old grandson feeding the giraffe.
We got to figure out something.
That's right.
I think you just ought to move it to Orange Beach. But anyway, that's just
call it the
personal.
International
Orange Beach International Zoo.
The Orange Beach International Zoo. I love it.
Thank you for getting on board.
Anything okay. I can do to help?
The zoo at the beach. All right. Did we vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Resolution appointing David Deshar, Ryan Long, Travis Shale to the Board of Adjustment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order of McCullough Architects, pickleball bathroom building, not to exceed $14,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution fiscal year 2023 assistance to firefighters grant award agreement with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Purchase portable radios for the fire department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase for the greenhouse materials, Coastal Resources, Sourcewell, $75,305.33.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of change order number one, Justice Center Roof, fascia replacement, to increase design pressures in amount not to exceed $45,667.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing 8 cents.
Go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Who was it was working with Jimmy Harold on the damage he sustained? Were we working with that?
Yeah.
You got okay. We still on that?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. It just dawned on me that he'd asked me about it. So, Resolution authorizing execution of amendment to the grant award agreement, National Audubon Society Stewardship Coastal Alabama Beach Nesting Bird Habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. Provide permitting, regulating, monitoring, inspection services, $37,950.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement, Thompson Engineering Survey Modeling Design Engineering Services to complete the Orange Beach Stormwater Master Plan Project.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did, y'all know where, is it Rumble House? Where we had the flooding?
Yes, yes.
Had that big, well, we found sand essentially had it blocked, so.
Good.
State's either gonna do it or we're gonna get it.
Good.
We have a fix.
You're talking about the drain?
Yeah, the drain, yes.
So we have a fix for it.
When I heard it, that was my exact thought. It's like, it's never done it before. Why all of a sudden what changed? Good.
Resolution authorizing purchase of an in-car camera system, police department, $44,560.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of reuse agreement, Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, 51st Annual National Shrimp Festival.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing settlement in the case of Wireman, City versus the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a statement that I want to share before we take this vote. The agreement that we're voting on tonight is because Larry Wireman is suing the City of Orange Beach. He wants to acquire the two pieces of property that he gave the city. The beachside property has been used extensively by the City of Orange Beach for emergency vehicle access to the beach, and the Cotton Bayou property, which was intended for a fire station pad or a park. I believe the City of Orange Beach has been very supportive of Mr. Wireman and all his developments, projects, and ventures for many years. That is why it was particularly disturbing to me that he would sue the City of Orange Beach. I sincerely appreciate all the efforts that you, Mayor, have made, the city administrator, city attorney, and city staff that y'all have done regarding this lawsuit and trying to resolve it. I do not feel like the city has done anything very wrong, and I'm very conflicted in how we went about settling this lawsuit. Is this the expedient thing to do, to settle it and receive a piece of property near the school that we would like to have? Probably so. But is it the right way to do it? I don't know. It's been my internal wrestling with this. So what's to stop Mr. Wireman from suing us in the future again if there's something else that he wants? Hopefully we won't find ourselves in that position again. But in difficult decisions like this, sometimes you just have to go with your gut. And that's what I'm doing tonight. And I know that each and every council member up here has given this a lot of thought and a lot of consideration, and I will support whatever is decided.
This was a, since I was been involved 2 years of negotiating this, it was a very difficult situation. And having to put emotional biases aside and looking at a pragmatic settlement that will probably be in our best interest long term with a cost benefit analysis, risk reward analysis. I felt this was the best that we could do without putting ourselves at risk, not knowing, because it was such a unique lawsuit, not knowing what the outcome could be. Looking at the worst case scenario, it could be significant. I think this deal takes that risk off the table. And again, I don't like every deal I do, but sometimes it's the lesser of evils. And that's that's where I'm, where I see it, but, and I'm not trying to counter you, I just want people to know that it's a very difficult.
It is.
But when it just gets down to the pragmatic decision is, in this settlement, is Orange Beach at less risk of a significant loss as opposed to moving forward with the suit? And I think it is. So again, that's just one, that's just me. But does it stink in a way? Yeah, it does. But, and I understand. But I do think that in the best interest of the city, this was the best deal we could come up with. So I hope everybody understands. And anyone's welcome to call me or talk to me specifically about the details at any point in time they wish. So any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Okay. One opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Moving to public hearing. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Keel Storage Phase 4 Addition.
Yes, this is a conditional use request on dealing with the Keel Storage Facility on Canal Road. This is for Phase 4 Addition. This will be on the lot that's between the existing Keel Storage buildings and the former Master Joe's restaurant. Again, this is a conditional use request for two mini warehouse buildings to be put on the lot, the vacant lot right now between those two developments. Planning Commission considered this at their last meeting, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 9-0 vote. If we go to our next slide, we just see the existing conditions of the property. These were pictures taken in August 2024. Next slide shows the proposed site plan and just shows there's going to be a south mini warehouse and then a north mini warehouse buildings, and they'll be very the same as the existing buildings that are to the west. Our next slide shows architectural elevations, again showing just what it's going to look like. The pictures that you see, that's the ones of the existing facilities to the west, and again these will look just like those. We'll go to our next slide. This is building footprint. Each building would be 11,000 square feet, so it would be 22,000 square feet total. The total for the individual buildings, building dimensions is 50 by 220. Each warehouse will have six compartments, or storage compartments, about a little more than 1,800 square feet. The building meets all setback requirements, all building separation requirements. Landscaping's at 56% of this this parcel. No parking is required for this project because many warehouses do not require parking. They have an existing full movement driveway onto Canal Road, and the Planning Commission approved the use of gravel in this vehicular use area. The architectural design colors will be same as the facilities to the west. The buildings will have metal siding as allowed per section 10.02 of the zoning ordinance, since the buildings will be located within or inside a solid privacy fence. The south mini warehouse building on the side that's facing Canal Road will have hardy board siding, shutters, and coastal theme or gooseneck lighting. Same as the building to the west, and fire department, engineering, and environmental had no issues with this application. So the conditions of the approval was adhering to the conditional use guidelines in section 4.0101, having the gooseneck or coastal theme lighting on the south side facing Canal Road for the south building. Just removing the reference to the living area that was on one of the sheets of the architectural drawings. The access road in the vehicular use area being able to support 75,000 gross pounds. And the gates, when they're installed, being equipped with a knot switch for emergency access. If you have any questions or...
Any questions for Griffin?
I don't have any questions, or just a comment. I appreciate the way Mr. Keel makes that look so much nicer.
Yes.
And there's so much activity going on in and out of there, but it's very nice to have that fence, and they always look really nice from Canal Road, too. So I really am appreciative of how he has done this project.
Agreed. And I do appreciate the fact that, considering 50-foot lots, 75-foot, these larger ones are very much needed.
Yes.
So I'm the same way. He did a great job, and it looks fantastic. So.
Thank you, Griffin.
All right. I would live in one. So.
If we allowed it.
Okay, open the
they
floor.
They have barndominiums. Why not warehouse miniums?
I'm with you. Anybody from the audience? Public hearing is open. Any comments or questions? If not, I close the public hearing. Moving ordinances. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Keel Storage Phase 4 Addition. Do we want to do unanimous consent tonight?
Yes.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
So that fails because of the abstention.
Oh, the abstention. Mm-hmm. So we cannot. So if we bring it back up in 2 weeks and he abstains again, it doesn't matter because this was the immediate.
We won't need to
be unanimous.
Got it.
Thank you. Sorry, y'all.
That's
no,
right.
But we do, need to look into whether an abstention is necessary for unanimous consent. Okay. So we'll
so
know.
It is all. It will an abstention will always count as far as.
No. It's not necessary. Sorry. Abstention from anybody is not necessary. In
to suspend the rules.
But when the vote came around, his abstention would be appropriate.
Would be.
Okay. I didn't know that, so now we know that. Okay. I don't think Mark's going to go broke between now and 2 weeks from now. So.
Yeah.
All right, move to first reading. Ordinance authorizing disposition of unneeded tracts of real estate by the City of Orange Beach, described as PN 273826, PN 313406, and Baldwin County Revenue Commissioner's records.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Just to let you know, this is to allow for the settlement to proceed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Second.
Second. Okay. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Mayor, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's call the Committee of the Whole meeting for September 3rd, 2024 to order. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole 8-2024 will be moved forward to review. Moving to resolutions. Resolution appointing members to the Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Resolution authorizing submittal of hazard mitigation grant program application for first responder safe room. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Tanner Myatt for golf instruction services. Resolution awarding the bid for Canal Road multi-use trail connectivity projects. Questions, thoughts? Okay. If not, then we'll open up the floor for any questions, comments?
Chief, thank you for this.
Okay. Then I guess we'll go home. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are.